Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got another nutty chat for you for the dog days of podcasting. With me today, I've got another two for the price of one, or they're a package deal or whatever. We've got Heath and Angela Fowler. Hi, guys.
Hi.
And many of my listeners will have heard each of you on my podcast at some point, but they would also know you from the Red Dwarf intro cast, which was fantastic.
And we'll be again.
And we'll be again, yes.
There's a Series 11 coming out, so just when we thought we were out, they've pulled us back in.
Yay! And Angela, you've got your own podcast also.
Yes, Through the Pages of Sherlock Holmes, where we try to find recording times for four people with busy lives, and it's very difficult.
But that's okay, because, like, honestly, any Sherlockian knows that sometimes you just have to wait for more content.
Yeah, you have to take a hiatus, and you have to kill off various characters.
Oh, no, don't kill off John!
Oh, no, we pushed Tabs off of Reichenbach Falls, but she's still tweeting from there, so...
Well, it's okay, because Tabs is immortal.
Yes, obviously.
And that's such a fun podcast. I'm so happy you guys are doing it. I'm a huge Sherlockian, and hearing all of that. And it's really great because your thesis was on Sherlock Holmes.
It was. It was. It was actually on the author of Sherlock Holmes, but I had two chapters about Sherlock Holmes and three chapters about Arthur Conan Doyle's other writings, which not a lot of people know that he did other things. They might know something weird about fairies, and that's all true, but... but yeah, part of what I was doing was trying to put sort of this view on his work that he was trying to figure out, you know, how to create a British identity in relation to the rest of the world, and not just call him, you know, a rank imperialist who wants to take over the world. Even though that's still fun.
Which is pretty awesome. One of the things that you imparted on the podcast, which was part of your thesis, was how he was, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was kind of an American file.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he loved Americans. There is one story where the end is literally Sherlock Holmes geeking out over Americans and wishing that England and America would come together for a big Anglo-Saxon union, which is also a little bit racist because, you know, Anglo-Saxon union in opposition to everyone else. But
there are no other people, so it's all good.
Obviously.
Well, there's people and there's people.
But yes, he loved Americans. And he actually went on various American tours. He had a fun friendship with Harry Houdini, which there's a TV show that's going to come out about that. And I'm super excited about that, even though they cast both actors as way more handsome than, like, modern day handsome than the actual people were.
That's okay. That's how you get people to watch a show.
I know. As long as Arthur Conan Doyle has the mustache, he must have the mustache.
Absolutely. Moustache.
I have a mustache. You must pay attention to me.
Yes.
I love the idea that he was like a fan of Americans and American ideas because, you know, especially today with Doctor Who and Sherlock and all these other really great series coming out of the BBC and other English stations, there are so many Anglophiles in the States, you know, and people obsessing and thinking, oh, I would love to be British. I would love to be British, which is always so funny because you're like, no, you wouldn't. you just like the shows that are coming out. You would not enjoy that because what you think is British is completely not. And it's exactly the same thing for Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Because I think so. He loved James Fenimore Cooper, Last of the Mohicans. He loved Westerns. He loved Edgar Allan Poe. Like, most of his early work is just straight up cribbing Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and being buried alive and stuff.
it's often said that there would be no Sherlock Holmes without Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Because Edgar Allan Poe is, like, really the inventor of the detective story.
Yeah. So. Even though one story just straight up, you know, disses Dupin.
But it's all good. It's great. Yeah. And yeah, so I find that so funny. And I think that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle really would not enjoy living in the United States at that time. He just, you know, thinks he would.
He liked to visit, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of his values, he was really big on the whole pioneering, adventuring spirit and manly activities and manliness. And so the whole sort of Teddy Roosevelt point of view of the world almost.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he would like men in tights?
He would definitely love men in tights.
So that is so much fun. So you are now Dr. Fowler.
I am.
You are. Doctor. And what are you doing with your doctorate?
Looking for a job. right now, I'm taking some of my dissertation chapters and trying to hammer them into where I can send them off to publication, looking to send them off to publication sometime early next month.
Oh, no.
I'm having to teach myself Chicago style, which I've avoided up till now. So now that I don't have any teachers around to ask for advice, now I can learn Chicago style. And in the meantime, I'm teaching, and I'm teaching at the same place as Heath, and we're teaching on the same days.
Oh,
and
that's so cool.
Yeah.
It is. We're commuting together and listening to books on tape, and it's lots of fun.
So I take it you're teaching English, correct, Angela?
Yes.
And
yes.
Heath, what are you teaching?
I teach English as well. I'm teaching, we're both teaching now, writing, composition.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I'm a bit more on the literary side, and he's a bit more on the rhetoric, technical writing side.
I don't know why, but I thought your teaching had to do with computers, Heath.
My degree is in technical and professional communication, so there's a lot of business writing that goes into that.
Oh,
and yeah, sometimes I do teach business writing, but this semester it's just I'm teaching basic comp and comp one, which means I'm getting to work with students where I can like actually see huge improvements in their work by the end of the semester, and that's always exciting.
That is fantastic. A friend of mine, she's an adjunct professor for a couple of colleges in New York, and she actually developed a curriculum, and she developed her own course, and they ended up making it like a regular thing where she was teaching, you know, business writing and things like how to compose an email, how to write an invoice, you know, of these things that count as writing, but you don't actually learn them in college.
Yeah, the business classes just sort of assume that you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's this skip. It's like when you're in high school nowadays, they say, oh, well, you can learn all that stuff in college or on the job. And then when you're in college, it's all about, well, we need you to be able to compose a story. We need you to write an essay. We need you to do all of these big things. And nobody ever talks about how do you draft a memo? How do you control your tone in an email? How do you convey what you mean when you're writing a quote or an invoice so that people can understand and there isn't a dispute over what people have to pay for later?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I still get panic attacks over sending professional emails.
Yeah. Well, even in like our Comp 1 classes, we have articles in our guidebook that are about that very thing. And we teach, you know, so when you email your teachers, have a subject line, maybe include your name in the email at some point, and don't say, hey, I'm not coming to class. Are you doing anything important? Let's work on
our name is not hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do actually give a little bit of academic / professional communication instruction even in that. And then in the business classes, the business writing class, of course, we get more things like memos and reports and that sort of thing.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that because I'm constantly hearing people complain that these things aren't being taught. And on the one hand, I think part of it is it's this curmudgeon-y idea of, well, we learned it and you're not learning it and, you know, my generation is better and you guys are slacking, and I do not subscribe to that at all. I think that the younger generation gets a much harder time than they deserve. And I think that another part of it is just that there's so much that, you know, the younger generation is learning right now. There's so many more things that they have to know that our generation and older didn't have to know. So we had more time to spend on things like that. And I
think sometimes older people get selective memories mm-hmm. on how things were. Like, they forget all those struggles. They forget the first time they had to write, I don't know, maybe a business letter.
Yep.
And how they had no idea. Or exactly. They didn't know that other people were talking about them, saying, you know, oh, these younger people, they have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
In my day, we sent the telegraphs with respect.
You read the stops out loud. Thank you very much. I really agree with that. That was another thing I was going to say. And then the other thing is there really was a lot more on-the-job training. I mean, back in generations older than us, you would get a job and you would stay within a company and you could work your way up
yeah.
from the mail room all the way up. And now it's you go, you get a job. And if you want a promotion, most of the time you need to go to another company.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you keep workers around, you have to start giving them raises and treating them with respect. And it's too much of a hassle.
It is. It's just too much. It's too much time. We have to start giving them more vacation days. They get to accrue benefits. Ugh, who wants that? Just hire some kid from college.
Hey, comic book fans. I'm Joe Stuber, producer and host of Comic Book Central, where each and every week I welcome a legendary talent to the Comic Book Central lair to talk about bringing comic books to life.
Greetings, true believers. This is Stan Lee.
When do you think the Academy is going to wise up and create a special Oscar category for best cameo?
I don't know. They're just asleep on their feet. Maybe your show, maybe this interview will be the turning point.
Hi, this is Jamie Alexander, the Asgardian warrior Sif from Thor. I went to Marvel. They said, hey, sit down. We want to talk to you about this part. So what happened was I had a knife in my purse. I set the purse on the chair and it fell off and the knife fell out. And then they were like, oh, God, you really are Lady Sif.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one, the only, William Shatner. There's all these rumors out there that you're going to be in the next Star Trek film.
Well, I'd like to be in it. You know, I don't want to be a gratuitous character.
Like scrubbing the windows on the Enterprise or something?
There's a guy on the wing.
Chris Pine. There's a guy on the wing.
Chris Pine says there's a guy on the wing.
Catch the very latest episodes at the website, comicbookcentral.net. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Like it on Facebook. Follow it on Twitter. And be sure to join me each and every week for Comic Book Central.
This is John Reese Davis.
Hi, everyone. This is Summer Glau.
Hi, this is Trisha Helfer, number 6 from Battlestar Galactica.
Hey, this is Dean Cain, Superman from Lois and Clark, and you're listening to Comic Book Central.
Where comic books come to life.
Excelsior.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.